My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, welcome in. Daryl Ryder in for Kenny. A very slow news weekend. Indeed, I'm Anthony Lima. We're happy to have you. We've got Mitch. We've got Kayla. Kenny, who knows? Maybe he's doing his own political podcast this week. I'm not sure. Tending to other matters. We'll give Ken a little breather here before the grind that is the football season begins. Daryl, great to have you. It seems like a great week to have you, considering what some things start percolating in Berea.
What, anything happened in the last 2 weeks while I was on vacation?
2 weeks? I would wager to say the last 3.5 weeks have felt like,
three and a half years.
5 years. You got enough for you? Well, we'll get to all that. Well, I guess I'd ask you the first question. So much went on, actually, sports-wise. It was like a crazy, crazy sports weekend where, you know, even in the middle of this football abyss that we find ourselves in, where there just hasn't really been a bunch of NFL news, all the other sports kind of throw some news at the wall, see what sticks. And then we had a bit of a political announcement yesterday. So I guess I'd ask you this weekend, were you more sports or were you more politics?
I was probably more politics. It has been I don't even know how to describe what has happened politically in the last 2.5 weeks or so.
We have almost 4 hours for you to start.
Yeah, I just to describe it, Daryl. I don't know how to describe it. But yeah, I mean, the Guardians, they had a tough weekend against the Padres. Stay classy, San Diego. You know, I think the debate's going to rage now, leading up to the trade deadline. Should they get a bat, you know, prioritize getting a bat because pitching is so expensive right now. But yeah, I mean, I was really kind of, the last 2 weekends, I was really locked into what was going on politically, I have to admit.
Yeah, I think I try to embrace the fun in a lot of this. I'm on multiple threads with friends who are politically divided, and it was just the last really 3.5 weeks, I mean, since the debate.
Right.
It had been jokes. It had been mudslinging. It had been a bunch of whataboutism. Your candidate. Oh, who is this candidate? What is going on with that candidate? And yesterday kind of reached that fever pitch where I was just dialed in. I was dialed in politically. I had to be, just because, just as a political science, a student of political science.
That you are.
Which was, it was my,
oh boy.
It was my first love. My first job was covering politics in news.
And wait a minute, I thought your first job was calling my show in Warren, Ohio.
That was, yeah, I didn't know so much about politics back then. But, you know, covering the state house and, you know, got a degree in political science. Like, I was always fascinated by that. Like, not necessarily policy. Like, I know it's tough to divide the two, but I'm interested in how people rise to power.
How the sausage is made.
Yeah, how they maintain power. What a circus, like this convention coming up could potentially be, or was it staved off last night? Like, that's the interesting thing to me. I mean, eventually America will get to vote, and they will get to decide, you know, who that's going to be. But it'll be only a weekend. Like, I can't do this every day from here on out, because it really would just take away the fun. Like, I can't live in that world. So I had basically a weekend, and, you know, the Guardians lost 2 of 3.
Well, and the other thing too is there's, and I understand where you're coming from, but when you're talking about that particular realm, there are elements of it that it's not fun. It's not entertainment. It is, you're talking about livelihoods of people in this country. And I do kind of think that the media has tried to turn news information basically into infotainment. And honestly, you know, what happened in Pennsylvania, there was nothing entertaining about that.
No.
It was terrifying. There's nothing entertaining about what happened yesterday.
There was some entertainment. I disagree, Daryl. Again, my phone, the memes, the videos, there was plenty of entertainment to be had if you were out looking for it.
The AI videos that
they're incredible. Yeah. I mean, they're a danger, and it doesn't seem like Mr. Elon Musk has any interest in changing that. But holy cow, the videos that they can make anybody say, and they've had the technology for a while, and they're just getting better at it. Right now, it's being used for jokes. I mean, right now it's just humor. There's going to be a time where that's not the case. But all I'm saying is, I sat back there yesterday, and I did wonder. And I thought, like, this was truly summer hack topic series for this show. Something that this show is very, very proud of.
Can I be honest with you?
Oh, go ahead.
I have never been more happy that Browns training camp starts this week. So that I'm not glued to my television I'm going to be glued to my phone. It's weird. Like, you know, during my vacation, I tried watching a couple of series. Like, I finally sat down and watched The Acolyte. But, even now when I'm watching television, I find myself reaching for my phone all the time. And I realize that's just life today, and I'm not complaining about it. But, like, I had no job responsibilities the last 2 weeks. I was trying to unplug from the world and kind of, you know what I mean? Rest up and retool mentally for the upcoming season. But yeah, even like when I'm sitting watching TV and I have the phone sitting next to me on the table, in the middle, they may have shown us, you know, young Palpatine in The Acolyte, or, you know, Darth Plagueis or whatever. And I'm like reaching for my phone to see what's going on in the world. It's an interesting time that we live in.
Well, just don't start watching House of Cards. Ken already spoiled it to Jasmine Bailey.
I started watching The Boys because everyone started talking about this show, which I didn't know had been going on for a couple of years.
I don't even
now.
Know which show this is.
It's on Amazon, apparently. I got to 2 episodes, and I'm like, this might be a little much for me. And I'm into the Marvel and the DC and all that. I'm just like, yeah, this just might be a little much for me.
You know what? I'll get your suggestions throughout the course of the show. I didn't want to jump into Summer Hack Topic Series because I almost put the poll up yesterday. And it would have been, I don't know, we could have probably cleared the deck for about 2 hours. The show would have been taken care of. So we'll see how our dialogue goes before I start regretting the decision not to put that up. But, you know, it's something Ken and I have talked about a bunch. We've never really done the topic on the show, which was Browns Super Bowl or the presidential candidate you want to win. What's more important to you right now? And I make the case.
Because
you said politically, well, it's livelihood, it's real life things, it's serious matters of taxes and abortion and all these things. And I'm like, I'll take the Browns Super Bowl. I'll take the Browns Super Bowl and have to stomach the candidate I don't want for the next 4 years. I would take that. You cringe. Kayla, I'll tell you what. I have so many memories on the LeBron James championship run and his decision to come back that I could tell you where I was. I could tell you the days of the week. I could tell you the people that I embraced. I could tell you the phone conversations. I don't know. I've had presidents that I voted for. I've certainly had the guys I voted against over the not a bunch of memories. Not a bunch of memories, no matter what. I know that people say, oh, my job was directly impacted by that candidate. Okay, can you truly draw that through line? Are you positive on that? Were you celebrating the day your tax number went down for the rest of you? Were you? Do you remember that? Or do you remember LeBron James blocking that shot on Iguodala going to the basket? I'm telling you, this is a sports talk station, and it'll sound like I'm pandering. And since Ken's not here, somebody has to. But I will tell you that I would. A Brown Super Bowl would make this city exponentially happier than having the president that you wanted to win. Because are you really that happy? The guy you voted for wins the presidency. What do? You don't just celebrate every day for the next 4 years. No, you just turn on the 24/7.
You dread media the next election.
You start thinking about the next election. You start thinking about what people are saying about your president and how much you can't stand those people. And you just start getting fights. That's all you do. But a Brown Super Bowl, that is cloud nine for as long as you want it to be.
I don't know. Based on what you just told me, you had the memory of a lifetime there on your text thread yesterday.
I did have good entertainment. There was absolutely free entertainment that was delivered to my phone. I'm just saying, if we were doing Hack Summer Topic Series, we are a sports talk station. I do wonder.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
But I'm not going to run that poll. I refuse. I might run that poll at some point this morning. 216.
I kind of feel 474-0092.
Like listen, I understand how important politics are, but I know what a Super Bowl, a Browns Super Bowl experience, I know what that'll do to all of our life. Plus, I'll make more money
doing that.
I'll get to write a book or something.
Somewhere on my phone, I still have
that will directly impact me.
I still have the photo of you and Ken Carmen out and counting the 1.3 million people that attended that parade.
Do you have the photo of Ken and I at the...
At the
Democratic convention or Republican convention? No, exactly. You don't. Take sports.
I avoided that.
I'm on a sports station. Checkmate. See, Daryl? Guardians dropped 2 out of 3 this weekend. Are you panicking? They're still up 5.
Getting a little nervous. Despite what Stephen Vogt said yesterday about being in a slump, they're in a little bit of a slump.
Still 5 up?
I know.
Twins have dropped 3 in a row.
Thank you card to the Milwaukee Brewers over the weekend for taking care of the Twinkies. But
you have the Royals surging. They've now won 3 in a row. They have evened things up in the division with the Twins. They are 5 games back.
Yeah, Guardians are 8-13 in the last 21. I'm not saying panic. I'm not saying they're in a slump, but they're not trending in the right direction right now. And for me, the question now becomes, because pitching is just so expensive, both financially and then on the trade market, with what it would cost you to get pitching down the stretch. I don't know. Do you just go trade for a bat and hopefully the rest of the way?
Boy,
you can
I saw some of that chatter
to death.
Yeah, I saw some of that chatter this weekend about the lineup because we had a great deal of discussion, leading into the All-Star break. where they were kind of stumbling in, and we were just talking about how guys have regressed to the mean, right? I mean, it made sense. Stephen Kwan was not going to bat 400 all year. He's been sensational. Well, he's down to 346 now. Obviously, you know, Naylor has kind of had his ups and downs. He's like a J.R. Smith. He's like a streak shooter.
Yeah.
I mean, he will slump.
Wait a minute, which Naylor? Then, there's two of them now.
That's true. Well, the other one really only had one streak for the most part this season. But in Josh Naylor, I mean, you know, he is now below 240, but that's, he's kind of been up and down. I'm looking at this lineup. I mean, David Fry for the longest time was batting like 350, and he was an all-star. We knew that wasn't going to continue. So you're wondering what, and these guys are going to, they're going to surge in the right direction again.
It's the ebbs and flows of a season.
Sure, but you are seeing some of the weaknesses that I think you probably would have anticipated at times of the lineup. Fortunately, they've had power this year. They've had slugging. They've been able to. It hasn't just been piecemealing things together or managing a way to get a run across. Like they've had, especially at home, you know, that ability. But they went up against some good pitching, which is what you would do in a playoff series.
Yeah,
and they could barely get a hit these last few games.
And that's what Vogt talked about after the game yesterday. Was that, yeah, I mean, the reality is we ran into a couple of really good starters. Well, that's what October baseball is going to be. And we have seen what I like about the way this Guardians team plays under Vogt. They play a little bit like they did under Tito. Get them on, get them over, get them in. That's the type of baseball they're going to have to play come October. You can't sit back and wait for that three-run homer, even though their power numbers this year are up.
All right, how are you feeling about this Guardians team kind of choppy, you know, of late? Daryl gave you the number, what, 8 of their last 21? They only have 8 wins in their last 21 games. They dropped 2 out of 3 after the break. We've got an absolutely loaded show for you today. Did you know that there is a new man worth over $200 million? In fact, it could even get much more than that. We will explain. Boy, the NBA, it's a nice sport to be good at. Is it not? Because we had some big news when it comes to one of the young Cavalier stars. Or should I ask, is he a star yet? He's getting paid like one. And we've got John Fanta joining the show at 8:40. Also, of course, Lima Likes at 6:40. There was a lot going on over the weekend. And we have quite a tribute. Mitch assembled something that is spectacular and very fitting for all the news that went down over the weekend. And does anybody know where Owen is? He's supposed to be trains, planes, automobiles coming back from, I don't know whether it was Fargo or Sioux Falls. Maybe this week we might be lucky to have Owen again. That's all straight ahead, but I want to talk about your level of concern right now for the Guardians and Browns kicking off this week in Berea. We'll get to that with our Browns beat reporter, Daryl, who's in for the next 3.5+ hours right here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.